You were at the bottom of a media dog pile, a hate fest. It was like that short story, The Lottery. You were being stoned by the crowd. So I'm sympathetic to that. However, I have to say, in cases like yours and in yours specifically, where you have someone who takes a product he did not create, added no apparent value to it, and then jacks the price up, it does seem like kind of a parasite move.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's interesting. These big drug companies, they don't look at these drugs any more fondly than you look at the shoes in your closet that you haven't worn in 5 years and you're ready to throw away. They're old medicines that nobody cares about anymore, and they get passed around from company to company to company looking for a home for tender love and care. The reason they get passed around is because they're not Viagra, they're not Lipitor, they're not big sellers. These drugs sell almost nothing, and it costs millions of dollars to make a medicine. Even to make it for one drug I bought, the company stopped making it because it wasn't worth it to them.
Right.
And the 300 patients that needed this drug to survive, they didn't have anybody that actually wanted to make the pill for them, just stamp out a pill. And so we bought that drug. We raised it 20-fold. There was no media celebrity. There was no, nobody knew who I was that day, the day before, the day after. It was only after, I've done this about 6 times, and each time the patients thank me for doing it because they say, I'd rather have someone make a few dollars and make my pills reliably, maybe continue research in the field, give grants out, do the things that you need to do to be a drug company, because when I have this rare disease, only a few hundred people have my illness.
Right.
It's, I don't have the numbers of erectile dysfunction or cholesterol.
I get that, but if you raise it 5,000%, it seems a bit like a hostage situation.
It's still barely profitable, and if you look at the amount of people that have this illness and you add it all up, there are orphan drugs that are $500,000 a year, every year, forever. So you got to pay a drug company $5 million to survive. That's a hostage situation. Our pill is $25,000 if you take it for the amount of time you're supposed to take it. That's pretty comparable or even a lot less than most of the drugs of its kind. So I looked at it and said, you know, I don't listen to the media. I don't listen to politicians. I listen to rationality and logic. And I'm going to price this drug where it belongs, not where somebody tells me to, not where it's going to look bad or make me look good. And I'm going to serve these patients.